In the congregation today, there may be a number of young people who are students at our parish school. And hopefully they'll remember, because it's only Sunday, but at the parish school mass on Friday, I asked the boys and girls to help me with a crossword puzzle answer. It's a five-letter word, and the clue is a rest spot in the desert. Somebody got that figured out, right? Five-letter word, a rest spot in the desert. Anybody? It's pretty easy, right? Thank you. And the reason I asked the question of them is because Pope Francis, in one of his writings about the Year of Mercy, said that people today really need an oasis of mercy. He said that in the world at large, there's so much suffering and sickness, and heartbreak and disappointment. There's so many big cultural movements like violence and terrorism and war and migration, that there's an awful lot of darkness in the world, like a desert. People are literally dying. And the Christian person, that would be most of you and me here, is called by our baptism to be an oasis of mercy, a place where other people walking heavily burdened lives can find strength, nourishment, shelter, and shade, an oasis that gives them life. That's the challenge that all of us face in the world at large. But some of you might have been reading the newspapers or listening on TV that something else happened on Friday besides our parish school mass. That Pope Francis issued an apostolic exhortation, a pretty long, 50-page long document, based upon the two meetings of the bishops in Rome and the World Meeting of Families we had here in the Philadelphia area last September, an exhortation, a teaching about the family. And as I opened up the Inquirer newspaper on Saturday morning, first thing I saw was typical, Pope doesn't change any church teachings. The media pays attention to those critical push-button issues in our world, divorce and remarriage, same-sex marriage, abortion and birth control. But none of that's going to make sense if you don't understand the deeper vision that the Pope shares about what we're called to in family life and what we're called to in Christian life. So I suggest to you, especially as our boys and girls have gathered their families together here, that the first place where we need to begin to ask ourselves if we really are living as an oasis of mercy is right in our own homes with our mom and dad, our son and daughter, our brother and sister, our Uncle Charlie, our Aunt Hillary, grandmom, grandpa, even our own home. So many people are suffering right in our midst. What a wonderful transformation of the world would begin to occur if each of us who is baptized into Jesus Christ would make a simple commitment day in, day out, to be an oasis of mercy for the people under our own roof. A tenderness, a sensitivity, a patience, a willingness to forgive, an encouragement, and a hopefulness, and a boosting and lifting up. Our world will literally be transformed if we can transform our homes to be places of mercy. And all of us experiencing that kind of a home would be impelled to pass it forward in the world at large. And those men and women and children who are deprived of a home would find in us an oasis of mercy. So hold off on all the buzz about the politically sensitive issues in the church and get down to the ground. What does God call us to be, and how does God call us to live as members of our human family and our family of faith? Think of a simple five-letter word. A rest spot in the desert. Will you promise for this week to try each day to be an oasis of mercy in your own home? And if you survive that this week, then next Sunday, make another commitment to be an oasis of mercy for one more person outside your home. There'll be a lot more oases and a lot less desert.